Somebody say, how to be prophetic. Number two, walking and talking with the Father. Walking and talking with the Father. John 5 verse 19.
John 5 verse 19. Then Jesus answered and said to them, most assuredly I say unto you, the Son can do nothing of himself, but what he sees the Father do. For whatever he does, the Son also does like manner.
Number two, if you want to live a prophetic life, you should do what? Walk and talk with the Father. Most believers have not developed a father-daughter, father-son type of a relationship. They haven't yet. They have a God-person relationship. It's wrong. They have this God, this huge God, and them type of relationship. The Bible says what the Son sees the Father doing, it's what the Son does. The day you received Jesus as your Lord and a personal Savior, you are no longer you. Galatians 2 verse 20. I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live. There is no you. If you want to live a prophetic life, take out of your emotions. Take out of your concerns and fears. It is no longer I who lives, but Christ. It's no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself just for me. Do you know that this is an issue which most people have not dealt with? They are still with them. They are still looking at life the way they were looking at life before they were saved. And that's where we differ. There is no longer you living. The life you now live, it is Christ living in you. So when you're walking, you must have that mindset. Because Christ is the Son of the Father. And what he sees the Father doing is what he will do. And if that is your life, automatically puts you into the prophetic living. I pray in the name of Jesus. You are receiving the prophetic tonight. May the prophetic locate you. Are you following somebody? Watch this. I wanna share with you here. It's not you who lives, but who? Christ. The Bible says, see what we shared yesterday. It says what? It says people fail to receive the seed of God. It says because they are worried about the things of life. How can you be worried? It's no longer you who lives. It is Christ. Say Christ in me. The hope of glory. Hallelujah. Are you following somebody? I said, are you following somebody? Number three. How to live a prophetic life? Developing a prayer habit. I didn't say praying. I speak of a habit. Say a prayer habit. You know what I should tell you to do? Right now. Okay, right now. If you can do it, do it. Okay? Set up two alarms in your... Two alarms. One at another time during the day and one in the evening. Just two alarms in your phone. Whenever they ring, make a short prayer in your heart. Or if you have time, go in your room and kneel down and pray. At least speak with the Father two times a day. That's minimum. It is a prayer habit. Do you know why I'm saying this? Because sometimes God would come on a particular day to give you a miracle and find you not praying. Prophetic people are prayerful people. Never lie. I need a miracle. Papa, your God, I'm believing your God for. I need a breakthrough. It does not come just to people. You must be prayerful. Talk about a woman called Hannah in the Bible, who she was so prophetic. And the Bible records her as one of the most prophetic women in the Bible. She knew the vows and the covenants. She knew power. Until one single day, she made a prayer that moved God and moved the man of God. He said, ah, what manner of prayer is this? For you look like you are even drunk. She said, man of God, I'm not drunk as you think. But this is a dimension. I'm pouring in my heart. I have prayed for years for this child and I can't have. Today is today. Today is not last year. She had prayed for years and there was no result until she said, today I'm taking prayer to another gear. Prophetic people are prayerful people. The Bible says Elijah prayed for rain to come and there was none. And he said, go and check again. He went into another second prayer. He went into the third prayer. He went into the fourth. I'm talking about Elijah. Prophetic people are what? Prayerful people. Look at Moses. For 40 days on a mountain in fasting and in prayer. Somebody who God would come down and talk to him face to face. He's in prayer. For what? They know. Because prophetic people are what? Prayer for people. So never lie to yourself. If you're not prophetic, you will not attract the prophetic. God wants to do something through you. But not in that environment you are in right now. I'm telling you, as a prophet, I have seen it. You are in a very bad environment. Wake out on the environment. Your word life, your prayer life needs help. And your relationship with the Father is not okay. Develop the relationship of a son and a father, where you look at him as a father. If you are wrong, you apologize. You ask for direction. You ask for guidance. Such environment, when a prophet just says, one of you here will get a breakthrough, you are the first one to get it. I'm telling you, if you create such environments, even if your prophet just says, one of you here, even before he finishes, the Bible says that before you shall even finish praying, I will answer. Such environments. You see, failure to admit that you have got areas to improve and change. It is called pride. And it is eating so many people today. You must see this as a message directed into your spirit. So number one, we said what? Hearing God, hearing from God through the Bible. And number two, walking and talking with the Father. And number three, developing a prayer habit. And number four, being aware. Being aware. Or being alert. Of God's voice through dreams, visions, and discernment. This is so easy, but a very difficult thing by the church and so many people. Do you know if dreams were not important today? We could not have Jesus. It was through dreams the parents were told to run away with the child. I want to put this in your mind properly. Hey, look at me. Look at me. I want to put this properly in your mind. Out of 100 people I see in the streets, 100 people, all of them, God ever spoke to them through dreams. But only two took their dreams seriously. So 98% of people, they don't take their dreams seriously. How can you be prophetic if you murder the prophetic itself through negligence? So your dreams that you have are very important. No wonder the devil, the first thing he does, he makes you forget them. He makes you. I can assure you, God has been coming to you through your dreams and communicating again and again. But the Bible says, these people, even if I speak to them, but they will not listen. So begin to be developing how to hear God. Through dreams, through the Holy Spirit. You may actually be in your office. He may tell you something. Listen to it. Listen to it. He may communicate something through discernment. Listen to it. In 2023, refuse to be ordinary. Refuse to be ordinary. Pay attention to the Holy Spirit. Pay attention to his talkings and his sayings. Wherever you may be, develop. There will be these moments where the Holy Spirit just come and rebuke you, teach you, guide you. Listen to that. If you want to do something and then the voice is coming to you to say, don't do it. Listen to the Holy Spirit. Someone say prophetic life. I know somebody's looking for a business, somebody's looking for a job, healing, breakthrough. They will never come on an environment that is not prophetic. You must be a woman who hears from God. You must be a woman who speaks to God through prayer. You must be a man who has a relationship with the Father. So where you are, I want you for the first time to pour out your heart and ask God to say, help me. I want to be prayerful. I want to be somebody in your word. I want to hear the Holy Spirit talk to me. Communicate to me through visions, through dreams. Speak to me. Open my spiritual eyes. Open my spiritual ears. Open my spiritual senses. You can have a prophet, but not a prophetic. Yes. You may have the Bible, but not the prophetic. You may be prayerful, but not prophetic. Hear this. There are people in the Bible who are not prophetic. I want you to hear this. Adonijah was the son of whose king? King David. In fact, he was from the wife of David, whose throne of David was supposed to go. David as a king, when he grew old, the one to take over the kingdom was supposed to be Adonijah. But what did he do? Adonijah, when he was about to become a king, he left a prophet out and took a priest to say, I want you to be the one speaking into my life. He forgot one thing. That kingdom came there by prophetic. David was not from any throne. He wasn't from the royal family. He became what he became by prophecy. And what he was could only be maintained by prophecy. But what did his son do? He took away the prophetic. He took away the prophetic. He took away the prophetic. His son. And then he is in the stadium. Everybody's in the stadium. Inauguration process. And he's being sworn in as the new king. And one woman, who in fact had a child with David, comes out and discovers an error. That there is no prophetic. She goes to a prophet who rebuked David for having a child with her. She says, man of God, they have left the prophetic. What do we do? I have a son here. What's the name of the son? Solomon. He says, bring that son. The prophet changed things within 1 hour. The one who was being sworn in as a king, the Bible says everyone rose against him. And the kingdom was transferred from Adonijah to Solomon. He was the only king in Israel who reigned for 1 hour was Adonijah. The Bible said chariots were there. Trumpets were blown. He was a king. Within 1 hour, things changed. It went to somebody who was what? Prophetic. In this year, the prophetic people, they will take over.
I receive.
How I tell you these things? You can now begin to link the messages I tell you about the Jesus nation, how God will raise up a people that shall take over. With the 2023 message, a year of what? Soul winning. Combine these things and you will see that there is something that God is communicating. God wants to achieve something. We're going to have prophetic people, prophetic women, prophetic men, people who wake up in the morning and pull out something that the whole world will be blown out. So what is going on? Prophetic businesses, prophetic opportunities, prophetic marriages, doors. Things will begin to happen from left and right.
Yes.
But not with everybody. Those who are prophetic, raise up your hands and shall I receive the prophetic?
I receive the prophetic.
My eyes open.
My eyes open.
My ears open.
My ears open.
My spiritual senses open.
My spiritual senses open.
Oh Lord.
Oh Lord.
Help your child.
Help your child.
Here I am.
Here I am.
I receive the prophetic.
I receive the prophetic.
Watch this. The only person who was prophetic in the Bible, in Israel, in the days of Samuel, was David. The one who was prophetic is the one the kingdom went to. In the days of Adonijah, the one who was prophetic was Solomon. The one who was prophetic out of all the people is the one the kingdom went to. In the days of Elijah, the Bible says he had so many sons. And the Bible calls them the sons of prophets. They were not prophetic. Only three people. Do you know in the days of Elijah, only three people received the prophetic? Only three people. Nobody else. There were only three. You may be in a prophetic ministry. Only five can receive the prophetic. I'm not talking about prophesying. Hear me. There was only one man who was prophesying among the three who received the prophetic from Elijah. There was only one man who was prophesying and two were not prophesying. But they received the prophetic and they did great things. Three people. One was Elisha. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Elisha received what? Two. Jehu. Jehu received the prophetic. He became what? He became what? He became the chief commander and ruled over Israel. And killed Jezebel. Another one. It was who? Hazael. A man who downloaded the enterprise in business and management. Three people. Elisha was on pulpit. He received the prophetic. Hazael, business enterprise. Jehu, leadership. All of them, three types of leadership. Pulpit leadership, which is ministry. Elisha, Jehu, political leadership, and Hazael, business and finance. You may be near a man of God, you may be near a prophet, you may be in church, but miss the what? The prophetic. Come on, somebody raise up a hand and say, Almighty God.
Almighty God.
Give me the prophetic.
Give me the prophetic.
I declare that in this year, you shall walk in the prophetic.
I receive.
Your ministry, your thinking, your finances, your breakthroughs, you shall walk in the prophetic.
I
pray that you receive it in the name of Jesus. Receive the prophetic wherever you are. Receive the prophetic wherever you are. Receive the prophetic wherever you are. You shall walk in the prophetic. You shall have the prophetic. You shall be in the prophetic. In Jesus' name we pray.